You have been foreshadowed. Our first cowbell of the show would be what?
So good job, Tarner.
Yeah, good job. So we've gone for a theme to the show, and evidently the theme went ahead of Tarner. So here we go. And the song was excellent as well. So today on the show we have John, a Big Tater Tarter, Amy, I Ain't Got Nothing Better to Do Davis, and shortly, hopefully, maybe an hour into the show, Micah, Snacks, and More Pascarell will be here. We do not have Ian Big Mac Hold the Pickles.
We're missing the Big Mac.
Yeah, we are. McKinnis. So hopefully he will be back next week. Next week we go to Wednesdays. We go back to our regular schedule Wednesdays for the Rollo Nation radio show from 3:30 to 5 p.m. Unfortunately, Amy is available still to do it. So tell us about the Contact Us corner and read slow, please.
VTPD reaches out to our VT community in a cornucopia of ways. This includes our webpage, police.vt.edu, on the Facebooker, Virginia Tech Police, and the Rollo Nation, the Twitter at VA Tech Police and Rollo Nation, the Instagram, Rollo Nation, and at the VTPD Security Center phone number, 540-231-6411. WUBT can be reached on their webpage, wubt.vt.edu, through their Facebooker page, wubt.f-fm, 90.7 Blacksburg, and the WUBT phone number, 540-231-9888.
Did you say WUBT?
B! I said
I think,
B!
I think I heard a B in there. So, again... A lot of issues today.
Yeah,
hopefully,
definitely.
It will run smoother after this. You know, some people might say that the terrible job that you just did, it's not a secret that, you know, of your subparness. And some people might say you need to go to see a doctor, maybe two doctors, you know, a doctor.
Well, you know, they may think that I need to see Dr. Palmer.
Right. Or, you know, because you might have a bad case, bad case of what?
Loving you.
Loving
not
no loving the show. Let's go with that. And or you might need to be on an island, which leads us to our next song, which is what?
Robert Palmer. The song is "Bad Case of Loving You," Doctor, and the album is "Secrets." The label is Island.
Here we go. Cut it off a little early. You missed that. Is that a cymbal?
Yeah, that wasn't very much.
Failure on my heart.
That wasn't a lot of moxie there.
So today, who might be working at the Virginia Tech Police Department? We have at the helm Chief Mac Babb. I believe Tony Deputy Chief Tony Hague. I believe I saw him here today. Captain Sean Smith. The patrol shift working is the Alpha Shift, led by Lieutenant James McClain, Corporal Austin Sumners. The officers are Jason Miller, Jamal Jackson, Josh Jones, and Austin Snidell. At the end there is K-9 Officer Robert Ogle and his much furrier partner, Toro. You like that part?
It's lovely.
The investigations unit, we have Lieutenant Kendra Klein today, Senior Detective John Wade, Junior Detective Robbie Taylor, Acting Detective Seth Whittemore, and Threat Assessment Coordinator Caroline Green. At the Security Center, we have Nick Kaiser, great individual if you ever had the opportunity to talk to him. The Community policing or the community outreach program is Lieutenant Tom Gallimore, Sergeant Micah Pascarell, Corporal John Tarter, Senior Police Officer Daniel Go Williams, Senior Citizen Officer Nigel Lee, and working from home, Gail Moles, who is the Clery Coordinator.
Are those correct today? I know that we've had issues with those.
There might be one error, but I believe we're pretty correct there. So, I ain't got nothing better to do, Amy Davis.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about today's first joke. I don't think these are yours.
These are, I think you stole the last, no.
Let's talk.
No, you didn't actually. It was the deep thought.
Let's talk about the first joke of the hour.
The first joke is, why do math books look so sad?
And you have the answer there. Does this meet the level of badness that an Amy Davis would tell?
I think this is actually below an Amy Davis.
Below an Amy Davis. I didn't know we could reach that level. So yesterday I had the occasion, day before too, to be walking through the residence halls and speaking to a lot of parents and students. And I came across this one young man who was walking by, and he had a t-shirt on that was of Iron Maiden. And I'm looking to see, I probably don't have this song queued up right away, so we might have to go back and find it. But he was wearing an Iron Maiden shirt. And so a lot of times, Amy, you see a lot of kids come in the Squires downstairs to the Abu Pond that are not, they have shirts, but they don't know what they mean. Is that correct?
I do see a lot of band shirts, and they're all from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and I guarantee you, they have no idea what they are.
Well, this kid actually knew. You know, he had an Iron Maiden shirt, and he was a bass player, and so he knew all about him. So I promised him that I was going to play an Iron Maiden song, and as usual, I think I failed him miserably. So I'm going to have to rethink, try to find it, and hopefully you will help me with that. So, because you know what? I don't want to be in jeopardy. You know what I'm talking about?
It's a conspiracy.
It is. It is a conspiracy. Which leads us to our next song, which is the
Greg Kin Band. The song is Jeopardy. The album is Conspiracy. And the label is Brixley.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
The opera hand could have been a little bit better this time.
Could have been a little bit better. So let's talk about, well, what time might it be, the Amy?
I want to say it's PSA time, but every time I say that, you tell me I'm wrong.
It is PSA time.
All right. Let the Kids Play is a nonprofit event aimed at raising the awareness for safe public areas of play. Hosted at the Milk Parlor in Blacksburg on Tuesday, September the 7th at 8 p.m. With art installation by founder Maeve Collins, local DJ Leek Da Freak, and a cipher. Proceeds will be donated to the Blacksburg Parks and Rec for repairs at the skate park. Tickets are available through Eventbrite for $15, and donations are being accepted on GoFundMe. Follow at letthekidsplay.blacksburg on Instagram for more information.
So, Amy, let's talk about the first deep thought of the hour of the show.
Yes.
And that might, what might that deep thought be?
Do or do not, there is no try. And who said this?
Do you think it was the Arnok? You know who it is.
I know who it is, yeah. But, you know.
What number might they call if they want to try to guess?
540-231-9888.
All right, so let's talk about we did our joke, our deep thought. Well, you know what they want? You know what they need here? They need education, but they really need music.
Yes.
Before we give them music, we need to give them more.
Cowbell.
Exactly. Cowbell. You know, have you ever been to Memphis?
I've not, actually.
So you've never walked in Memphis?
No. I mean, how can I walk in Memphis if I've never been there?
Have you ever wanted to walk in Memphis?
Yes, I have, actually.
Here you go. I'm going to allow you to walk in Memphis.
You're so generous.
Let's talk about our next song.
The next song is from Mark Cohn. The song is Walking in Memphis. The album is Mark Cohn, and the label is Atlantic.
Here we go.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. Walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on the table. They've got prayer in Memphis. Now Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I said, tell me, are you a Christian? made shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Breaking news this just in. So tell us, Amy, I ain't got nothing better to do. We had our first phone call of the show.
We did. It was the Arnock. And they told me that I should give you a really hard time and that I should give you a noogie.
Yes, good
but
thing.
Can I really do a noogie without the hair?
Well, see, people don't know that I don't have the hair, you know.
But I do, and I'm just trying to figure out the logistics of that.
Well, you know, while you're thinking of logistics, why don't you tell them how they could contact us, Corner, yet again.
The contact corner. VTPD reaches out to our VT community in a cornucopia of ways. This includes our webpage, police.vt.edu, on the Facebooker, Virginia Tech Police, and Rollo Nation, the Twitter, @VATechPolice, and Rollo Nation, the Instagram, Rollo Nation, and at the VT security phone number, 540-231-6411. WUVT can be reached on their webpage, wuvt.vt.edu, through their Facebooker page, WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg, and WUVT phone number, 540-231-9888.
So, you know, sometimes, you know, we are we're not the state police. We're not a trooper. You know, I'm not the trooper. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm a trooper for being here with you.
Well, you know, you get peace of mind by coming to this show, or at least the Arnock does. You know what I'm talking about? And sometimes the Arnock, they have iron in their hands, like hammers and tools like that. You know what I'm talking about?
It really does give me peace of mind that they're out there with their... with their iron hammers.
Which leads us to what?
It leads us to Iron Maiden. The song is The Trooper. The album is Peace of Mind. And the label is EMI.
All right, here we go, hopefully.
Thank you.
was a lot of moxie.
It was a lot of moxie. So let's talk about... So, Amy, I just... You know, during that song, we were talking about this Iron Maiden song, and, you know, it was inspired by a student that loves some Iron Maiden. You have been listening to WooVit since how old?
Oh, don't get me started on that. I mean... I don't want to embarrass myself.
Were you a young child?
I was a young child.
Really? Listening to WooVit back in the day. Was that there was AM? AM station that far back?
No, it was FM. Thank you very much.
So, let's move on to our VTP at a cop corner. Normally, Big Mac does this, but he is not available today. So, we congratulate our officers of the month. For A shift, Jamal Jackson. For B shift, Roger Witt. C shift, Dakota Taylor. And D shift, Seth Whittemore. I don't have this written down, but really, the Rolo of the week is the Big Mac.
He's been the Rolo of the week a lot here recently.
Because this week he has probably been our biggest recruiter for social media for the Rolo Nation, Facebook, Instagram, especially Instagram, because I think the young kids are into Instagram, and so he has asked them to like our Instagram page, and we've gone up in numbers. Speaking of that. Good segue.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about the VTPD and the Rolo Nation and others. Facebook Likes Corner. At the Virginia Tech Police Department last year.
28,268.
This week.
28,274.
For an increase of?
Plus six.
Amazing stuff. Rolo Nation last show.
1,444.
This week.
1,451.
Increase of?
Plus seven.
WVT last show.
3,351.
This week.
3,354.
For an increase of?
Plus three.
Virginia Tech Housing and Residence Life last show.
1,406.
This week.
1,438.
Increase of?
Plus 32.
The University of Texas at Austin Police Department, again, have no clue that we are competing with them for Facebook likes. Last show.
26,778.
This week.
26,815.
Increase up.
Plus 37.
So we have no negatives this week. Why do you think all of these have gone up? Because of
the move-in.
The great move-in of 2021.
It is. That's fall 2021. And Ian's working hard.
On Instagram, Rolo Nation, we were at 535 last show. This week,
564.
Impressive. Virginia Tech Housing and Residence Life last show,
4,207.
Gone up to 4,478. They always go up, but move in helped out a lot. WVT last show,
1,205.
Gone up two to 1,207. The University of Texas at Austin Police Department last show,
2,631.
This week.
2,656.
Do you think the Arnock, while they're on their construction site, this is the best part of the show? That they're just in the statistics. They're probably
they are enjoying this like nothing else.
What about Twitter? I'm sure Arnock is on Twitter. Rolo Nation, last show we were at 192. We've gone down to 190. Where are we at with the Virginia Tech Police Department on Twitter?
Holding steady at 10,300.
WVT last show, 1,841. They have gone down in Twitter to what?
1,837.
Virginia Tech Housing and Residence Life last show, 3,004 this week.
3,027.
Yes. And again, you do not like the way that this is laid out. Is that correct? Would that be accurate?
That's accurate. And then the way you're reading the numbers is just...
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
It's killing me.
It's mind-blowing the way I do it. It's almost like, you know, like I have wings. Like I'm a bird with wings.
Let's let this whole conversation just live and let die.
Which leads us to what?
It leads us to Wings. The song is Live and Let Die. The album is Wingspan, Hits and History. The label is Parlophone.
Here we go.
To say live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in a cry, live and let die.
So the Amy Davis, what movie did this come from?
This came from James Bond, and I believe it was Live and Let Die.
Exactly, exactly. Well done, well played.
I'm smart.
I thought you were going to struggle with that one for a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, when was the War of 1812, right? You know,
was that 1814?
Yeah, I think it was. Let's talk, Amy, let's talk about the VTPD Birthday Corner segment.
Happy birthday to VTPD August birthdayers, Jamal Jackson, Josh Jones, Tim Wines, and our very own Ian Big Mac Hold the Pickles McInnes.
It's coming up at the end of this, well, end of this month, and you're going to make a special gift for him, is that correct?
I'm going to make him a tasty treat, and I'm going to try and bring it in next week.
You know, Amy,
I'm a nice person? Yes, I am.
Well, that's to be decided. We're still in talks about that as we speak. Let's go ahead and give out the... We talked about the joke. Let's repeat the joke and let's give the answer. First hour.
Why do math books look so sad?
Kind of like the Arnok. Why do they look so sad?
They are full of problems.
Exactly like the Arnok. Exactly like the Arnok. And that's not an Amy Davis joke, but it doesn't meet your high standard of badness.
Not really. It's actually worse.
Amy, there's some things that can be said that you are not. And the first one is you're not too shy.
No, I'm just full of a lot of kajagoogoo.
Right. And, you know, you have no white feathers, but you are definitely not too shy. Which leads us to what?
Leads us to kajagoogoo. The song is Too Shy. The album is White Feathers, and the label is EMI.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Midway.
So, and explain what exactly that I'm doing when the song's over, and I'm trying to tell you that it's your time to speak, because sometimes you just sit there.
You put out your right arm, and then you have your hand, your palm out, palm facing up, and you lift your arm and then kind of shake your hand, very like you are conducting an opera.
Is there a cartoon character that I mimic?
Yes, you mimic Bugs Bunny, and you do it very well.
You know, I've been called that I act like a bunny a time or two. So, let's talk about the animal of the week.
The horse is this week's animal of the week. VTPD had a mounted police patrol back in the 80s, which I did not know. What would you name your horse?
Yes, Amy, what would you name your horse? I mean, have you ever had a horse?
I've never had a horse.
If you had a horse, what would you call said horse?
I'd name him Buddy or something.
What number could they call in? I'm sure the Arnock's going to call in and talk about what they would name their horse. But what could people call in and give us the names for their horses or what they would name them?
540-231-9888.
Yeah, we did have police horses back in the 80s, and a lot of things like bike patrol replaced a lot of mounted patrol units across the country. Segways, believe it or not, T3s.
You could probably get to more places with those than you can a horse.
I think even Roanoke doesn't have their mounted patrol anymore. Virginia Beach, I think, still has one.
Oh, wow.
So there are some that still do. So, I tell you what, Amy.
What's that?
Some people might say that this show is beautiful. You know what I'm talking about? This is a beautiful show.
It is completely beautiful.
And they might say that it's time for you to answer the phone.
I know.
Which leads us to our next song. The artist is Joe Cocker. The song is You Are So Beautiful. It's from the Anthology album, and it's from A&M. So hopefully this will work. Here we go.
Over.
Thank you.
breaking news this just in. What time is it, Amy?
Is it PSA time?
It is PSA time.
Christiansburg native and Broadway star James Moy returns to the region to direct Million Dollar Quartet at Mill Mountain Theater. There will be the likes of Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins as this iconic quartet joins each other in the recording studio on one fateful night. The show will be running through August 22nd on the Trinkle Main Stage in Roanoke, Virginia at Mill Mountain Theater. More information is available at 540-342-5740 or visit millmountain.org.
So, more breaking news is just in. So, Sweet Tater listening to the show, probably in the garage building a puzzle, and she said she would name her horse Ringo. We also have more breaking news. Yes. This just in to the horse name call center. What do you got?
The Arnock would name their horse Wilbur because that's the only name for a horse.
And most people don't even know what that is, but it was a show back in the, what, is it 50s, 60s? Let's say 60s. I'm going with 60s.
I don't know. I'll have to look that up. I was going to say like late 50s, maybe.
So you're going to Google it? So you're going to fact check it?
I am.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan. So some people say, Big Tater, how do you come up with these songs? Well, it's scientific. I sit in the garage while my wife builds a puzzle with the door open as cars drive by, and I play different songs, and I'm like, she says, nope, yep, nope, yep, nope. And that's how we pick the songs for today's show.
Well, Sweet Tater is officially my favorite person on the planet now.
Yeah, you know, you got to treat your Sweet Tater like a lady. You got to treat her like a lady with all of your heart and soul.
Exactly.
Just
She's
like
an artist.
She is an artist, just like Cornelius, like the Cornelius brothers.
And Sister Rose.
And Sister Rose. Which leads us to
Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. The song is Treat Her Like a Lady from the album Heart and Soul, and the label is United Artists.
Here we go.
You know what I mean? Oh, you gotta treat her like a lady.
you know, this show is all about what?
It's all about education.
Great music, education, and the love of what?
Music.
And mediocrity.
Oh,
the
wow.
love of mediocrity for this show.
Well,
you know,
we get a lot of that.
Tech strives for excellence, but we are looking for mediocrity. But during the show, we are constantly, it's a moving machine. It's like cogs in a machine, always moving. You're doing something, I'm doing something. You know what I'm
You're
talking
about? You're
doing
a whole lot of nothing.
A plethora of moving parts, especially when the other two Rolos are not here to catch the slack. So let's talk about the 911 corner. And you doubt the information on this particular corner.
I don't doubt it. I just thought it would have been higher.
So tell us about it.
Over 70% of 911 calls in the United States are placed from wireless phones, and the rate is increasing.
So why? What's your doubting? How do you doubt that?
Because I don't really know a lot of people who actually have landlines anymore. I mean, I do because I live in an area where it's required for me to have internet.
Yeah, but I mean, same thing. I'm required to. I just don't have a phone, a landline phone anymore. You know, I'm not aged like you, so I don't have an old phone like that. But yeah, there's a lot of places that still, to this day, people, you know, you don't have cell phones.
Yeah.
Or they don't have cell phone coverage. So the modern or the old system works for them. So, Amy?
Yes, sir?
Let's talk about, you know, this show. Some people say that this show is a little too dire to listen to.
I mean, it kind of gives me vertigo when I have to listen to it.
Right. Could you imagine the Arnok working on the construction site listening
You're
and getting...
You're endangering them.
Right, getting vertigo, you know?
Jeez.
But I think with vertigo, the Arnok, they would start to swing, you know, as they're listening to the music and getting into it, just like
the Sultans of Swing.
Just like the Sultans of Swing.
Yes.
Which leads us to what?
It leads us to Dire Straits. The song is Sultans of Swing from the album Dire Straits, and the label is Vertigo.
Here we go.
and the Sultans.